managing shards, maintenance windows, over-provisioning, elastic cash bills. I know, it's a spooky season and you're already shaking. It's time for caching to be simpler. Memento serverless cache lets you forget the backend to focus on good code and great user experiences. With true auto-scaling and a pay-per-use pricing model, it makes caching easy. No matter your cloud provider, get going for free at gomemento.co/morning. That's gomemento.co/morning. If you're unfortunate enough to be attending reInvent in person, you can find a lot of guides suggesting things that are not to be missed, survival tips to remember, and how to get the best experience from the show. Most of them are molten garbage. Instead, I'm going to give you the tips that I give my friends who wonder what they're in for because they haven't been unlucky enough to be forced to attend in previous years. Let's start with the obvious. reInvent is hosted in Las Vegas, which, in an unfortunately on-the-nose coincidence for AWS, is a city built almost entirely on exploiting people. That may strike you as a throwaway joke, but I assure you it is very much not. All of the reInvent venues double as casinos. Casinos make their money when you're out on the gaming floors, not when you're holed up in your room streaming Netflix. As a result, all the hotels I'm aware of have a couple of tiers of Wi-Fi access that round to expensive and extremely expensive. Don't make the mistake that I did. Spring for the good Wi-Fi if you're planning to spend any appreciable time in your room, which I suggest, because otherwise you will probably die of exhaustion. If your employer has you sharing a room with a coworker, it's time to find a new job because that company is likely going to be a smoking crater by the time the HR lawsuits are finished. I suggest staying at one of the reInvent venues because Las Vegas is a lot bigger than it looks on the map. In fact, if you look at the venue map, you'll find that it's roughly as accurate as your company's architecture diagrams of your AWS environment are. We're going to politely call that map deceptive. For example, the Venetian Expo Hall is across the street from the Wynn, where I stayed last year. One might think that I could schedule meetings 15 minutes apart and get there with time to spare. Yeah, that joke was on me. I walk fairly quickly, and when I didn't get stopped to talk to someone, my best time from the Expo Hall entrance to my hotel room was just under 25 minutes. The Las Vegas Strip is massive. If this is your first time in Las Vegas, you can also picture the hotel and casino layouts as being trapped inside of an AWS managed NAT gateway. Everything around you is extremely expensive and is borderline impossible to figure out where the entrances and exits are. This is by design. Are you sure you don't want to sit down for a few minutes at a slot machine to rest and incidentally put a few bucks into it? Spoiler, you absolutely do not. It's worth mentioning that there are three common reInvent recommendations that don't suck. Wear comfortable shoes, because you'll be walking a lot. Drink plenty of water, because you are in an arid desert. And apply chapstick regularly for the exact same reason. Now, let's get to the show itself. It's natural to want to take everything in. That is physically impossible. I tried 1 year to attend all of the keynotes and nearly collapsed as a result, and there are only five of those. Instead, pick and choose what value you want from the show and optimize your schedule for that. Now, when it comes to the AWS reInvent content, I'm not a huge fan of waiting in line for 45 minutes to attend a session that's going to be posted on YouTube soon anyway. So unless you've got a compelling reason to be there, like you're giving the talk, I would bias instead for the chalk talks. These are informal talks that aren't recorded, and the experts often drop fascinating pearls of wisdom along the way. While you're planning out your schedule, it's super easy to get caught up in the hype and assume that all of AWS's announcements are aimed at you and your workloads. Remember, service announcements and keynotes are both marketing events. Despite being a majority of your AWS bill, go and check, because I'm rarely wrong on that one, EC2 gets remarkably little stage time most years. Back when AWS Ground Station launched, I remember thinking for a good half minute or so that I needed to sit down and author my company's satellite strategy. Thankfully, I came to my senses before I got to the budget. I'm going to leave you with two primary pieces of advice here. The first is that while every service is for someone, no service is for everyone. The roundup of announcements that I put together is only a summary. It's absolutely not your shopping list. The second is to really think about what you want to get out of the show. For me, it's about making connections with people. Consider it this way. If I go to a talk about S3, I'll learn a fair bit about the service for sure. However, if I get to know someone on the S3 team or a solutions architect who focuses on storage, well, that's the kind of person I can ask questions to in 3 months when I'm back home and using S3 as a haunted database. Let's talk about the vendors. The Expo Hall or Partner Education Center is overwhelming. There are hundreds of booths, and those booths are historically overwhelmingly expensive compared to most events. These companies are not generally staffed by idiots, and the leads that they gather here are going to feed their entire Q1 2023 sales pipeline. So do yourself a favor right now. Go log into the attendee portal and change your email address to include a plus reInvent 2022 or similar plus sign denoted string in the username portion. Vendors will periodically scan your badge and email you as a result. This isn't a bad thing at all, but the deluge has the potential to make your inbox completely unusable. Give them a tagged email address so you can filter those messages into a folder until you have time to go through them all. That brings us to swag. I generally try to ignore a lot of the swag options. Yes, stickers are fun and all, but I don't really need that many t-shirts, pairs of socks, incredibly sketchy branded USB batteries carefully positioned to destroy my phone and burn my house down, or plastic lightsabers. Try to retain a sense of what your time is worth before you spend 45 minutes in line to spin a wheel for a chance to win an off-brand drone or whatnot. Of course, you could just pay attention to the companies who are generously sponsoring my fabulous ReQuinvent physical and virtual sideshow conference, which brings both meaning and snark to the fire hose of corporate cloud announcements. Those sponsors are absolutely amazing, and you should definitely make it a point to tell them where you heard about them. Should you find yourself with a free hour or so during reInvent of 2022, check reQuinvent.com and meet me at the Fortinet booth in the Expo Hall. That is when my annual Expo Hall Nature Walk and Safari kick off. We're going to wander through the Expo Hall as I explain in my inimitable style just what various companies do in ways that have potential to send their marketing teams into the depths of an existential crisis. Lastly, let's talk about the nightlife. If you're looking to get a few miles away from the hustle and bustle of the show, make sure you check reQuinvent.com for the night. But come to Atomic Liquors at atomic.vegas, yes, that's a URL, and drink on my dime. It's a great little bar that got its name because people in the 1950s used to watch the nuclear tests from there. We don't do atmospheric nuclear testing anymore, but we should be able to watch finance receive the first AWS bills from the new service launches and explode in a similar fashion. There's a pub crawl on Tuesday night that's a buyout of a whole bunch of bars, each sponsored by a different company. Now, while AWS's target market is absolutely a bunch of completely smashed engineers, you probably don't want to make the mistake of drinking so much that you can't function the following day. If you're the type of person who enjoys music that goes doof, 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 then the replay party is not to be missed. Bring your badge or they will not let you in. Do not bring a bag larger than a small purse, or they will not let you in. Do not pretend to be with the band, or they will not let you in. Do not attempt a, "Don't you know who I am? I'm Corey Quinn," or they will absolutely not let you in. That said, the best part of reInvent is free, because there's a lot of neat stuff there, but all of it pales in comparison to the shining jewel of the experience, leaving reInvent and going home. That's right, going the hell home. In fact, reInvent is one of the only AWS services to not charge you to leave. You are absolutely free to leave at any time. When you've had enough, just go on home. Relax. Pamper yourself. Me, on the other hand, I'm going to be there for 8 nights this year in some psychotic version of Cloud Hanukkah. I hope you don't have to go, but if you do, I hope to see you there.
This has been a Humble Pod production. Stay humble.